You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I guess to start off with, for those who may not be familiar with your music or who you are, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
I'm Fantastic Negrito from Oakland, California. I describe my music as black roots music. That's like blues, funk, rock, soul, foot stomps, hand claps, Hammond B3s, mini moogs. Yeah, it's black roots.
Now, you are a 3-time Grammy winner as well. Could you tell me what's that like? What's it like being a 3-time Grammy winner, going to the Grammys?
You know, I don't get too happy and I don't get too sad. That's kind of my philosophy. And it's like, I just try to be grateful. And it's, yeah, I'm grateful. I think that's the best way to describe it. I don't even keep those Grammy trophies, you know, around. I just, you know, maybe have a little party for a day and put them away. So I don't really dwell on it, and I don't describe myself that way, but it's just, it's a great honor. You'd be grateful, and it's the main thing is the music and connecting with people. And I'm into really the, not like the feeling and the spiritual aspect of creativity and music is what, that's what really drives me and inspires me. So I'm always shocked when I'm nominated for a Grammy. I'm like, what?
It's crazy. It's awesome. It's awesome. Now, I wanted to ask you about, it actually says on the website that your newest album was White Jesus Black, Black Problems, but I understand that you've also released a new album, another album in that time period, Grandfather Courage.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that album.
Well, that album, White Jesus Black Problems, is a story that I discovered about my 7th generation grandparents. They were an interracial couple on a tobacco plantation in Virginia in 1750s. My grandmother was a white Scottish indentured servant. My grandfather was a black enslaved African. And to me, that was the most punk rock shit I'd ever heard of. In the 1750s, it didn't exist. So I was really happy and proud to be related to people who were so bold and who gave such a big middle finger to the establishment and the powers structure at that time. And even I loved the title because it was very arresting and strong, and I thought it represented the story of my 7th generation grandparents. And I thought about this idea of White Jesus Black Problems. Like, in my story, maybe the greatest victim of, you know, an institute of white supremacy was probably my white Scottish grandmother, and I thought it was just so ironic. And I mean, we can talk about that title and story for a long time. Go to YouTube, White Jesus Black Problems. It's free. It's a movie.
I'd like to know about your early influences, or as you were coming up, who inspired you as a musician?
Well, I think initially anyone who was going against the grain, and I think when I was a wee lad, as they say in England, I discovered a guy named Prince, and he had an album called Dirty Mind, and it was, now, here we had this brother that was dressed in like women's negligee, but then he had some of the most beautiful women in the world. And I thought, well, I'm kind of an outcast. He looks like an outcast. So it made me interested in his music. And I was always interested by like the hip hop and punk music stuff because it was so different. And I was always attracted to things that were very different and went against the grain, like myself.
Tell me about Grandfather Courage. It's entirely acoustic, correct?
Yes, you know what, it's funny. I did White Jesus Black Problems, my electric album, and I was really inspired by the story of my 7th generation grandparents. I did a film, I did a full-length regular album. Then I thought about, what if I was a college student? I lived in a dorm, and I listened to Fantastic Negrito, and I liked him, and I respected him, but I felt like he just recorded all of his songs wrong. And so I just imagined myself as that kid. So I just put up microphones and everyone just played. We did like 1 and 2 takes of the album. I thought it was just a way to reimagine all the songs and do the scope of someone imaginary.
Awesome as. Also, collaborating with the likes of Sting and E-40, what's that been like?
It's been a great honor and a great lesson, you know, that it's really about the songs that are what inspire great artists. And if they feel like they're great, they'll participate. So I really look forward to collaborating with more people too. I really would love to just collaborate and make no more albums. It's all collabs.
All collabs.
Yeah.
This next one, you're doing quite a bit of work in the community as well. I'm reading here you founded the Revolution Plantation. It's an urban farm aimed at youth education and empowerment. Tell me a bit about that.
Absolutely, and I love the word empowerment. I learned so much from my rural Southern relatives that came from Virginia. and they really inspired me to do as much as I can with what I have. And I like to pass on that message. We have a market every quarter where people from the community come and get down and, you know, sell their wares, and we listen to each other's music, and it's a place where people can get the soul activated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.